The Regents LifeWorks Transition Series provides an educational crash course on the not-so-basic basics of the USD LifeWorks transition at an industry level. We're your hosts, Irina Pritchett and
Tyler Zinder.
Today, my colleague Jean-Marc Fowler is joining me as co-host of the podcast. When we recorded our SOFR episode, the Secured Overnight Financing Rate did not yet have a term structure option. But here we are a few months later, and this is no longer the case. But before we get into term SOFR, Jean-Marc, let's review the foundations of SOFR and the Alternative Reference Rates Committee.
Absolutely, Tyler. The Alternative Reference Rate Committee, commonly known as the ARC, was convened by the Federal Reserve Board and the Federal Reserve Bank of New York to provide guidance to the U.S. industry on how to phase out of LIBOR. Several years ago, the ARC selected the Secured Overnight Financing Rate as its preferred U.S. dollar LIBOR alternative.
Yeah, so SOFR is not the only U.S. benchmark alternative, but it is unique in that it's based on transactions and the overnight Treasury repo market. It is secured by U.S. Treasuries and in turn does not include the credit risk premium generally associated with interbank or market-based lending.
That's true, and in our SOFR episode, we noted two key differences between SOFR and LIBOR. One, SOFR is a benchmark based on secured transactions and does not contain a credit-sensitive component, whereas LIBOR is credit-sensitive. In turn, the two benchmarks will trend differently throughout an economic cycle. Two, SOFR did not have a term structure at the time, whereas LIBOR had multiple tenor options starting with overnight and going through 12-month. The lack of term structure also created nuanced differences in execution between the benchmarks, and you can listen to our look-back period episode for a deeper dive into that. While SOFR will remain a secured index, it is no longer strictly an overnight offering.
Yes. So through a competitive bidding process, the ARC selected the CME Group as the administrator of SOFR term rates. The CME now publishes these rates in three tenors, 1 month, 3 month, and 6 month, and these rates are designed to be an indicative forward-looking measurement of the overnight SOFR rate based on market expectations implied from the derivatives markets. And it's important to note that's a key difference between the overnight rate, which is based on activity within the Treasury repo market, and SOFR term rates, which are implied from derivatives transactions. In late July, the ARC formally recommended the SOFR term rates for use in financial contracts. The ARC has also distributed guidance on the use of these rates to the market and has limited its scope of use in certain transactions.
Okay, Tyler, so let's break down the ARC's formal recommendation of the new SOFR term rate. Specifically, I'd like to focus on two areas. One, term SOFR scope of use, and two, the use of term SOFR in end-user facing derivatives.
Yeah, great point. So the scope of use for term SOFR includes all cash products, which includes financial transactions like loans and securities. But for derivatives, the use of the SOFR term rate is presently limited to end-user facing derivatives intended to hedge these cash products. So what that means is that for bank clients, they should have the tools needed to hedge any interest rate risk on their loans, and there shouldn't be any limitations on their ability to use derivative products to hedge rate exposure to term SOFR, including interest rate swaps.
Great. So with all that said, the introduction of term SOFR is a notable milestone in the transition away from U.S. dollar LIBOR. But before we go, here are our key takeaways.
So the Alternative Reference Rate Committee is convened by the Fed and tasked with guiding the U.S. financial industry off of U.S. dollar LIBOR.
And while several options exist in the market, the ARC is advocating for the Secured Overnight Financing Rate as the benchmark alternative and introduced the term SOFR rate as a forward-looking structure solution.
And lastly, the term rate structure has a limited scope of use to avoid detracting from volumes in underlying SOFR-linked derivative transactions.
That's it for us, and thank you all for joining the Regions LIBOR Transition Podcast.
This podcast is for high-level informational purposes only and does not constitute legal or financial advice. You should consult with your legal counsel and other professionals concerning your specific situation.